you doing today?
Hey, good. How about yourself?
What are you out here doing?
Salvation Army,
oh,
man.
Salvation Army,
yeah.
Hey, I'm a Christian.
Hey, right on, man.
They're about Christ, right?
Absolutely.
Can I share something with you?
Yeah, sure. What do you got?
Here, take this. I'm not part of any group. That's the biblical gospel to find eternal life.
That's right.
All these places and Sunday churches, as you may well know, they've all been corrupted and perverted by money, man-made traditions, false gospels, easy believism to fill up their buildings.
Sure.
So test yourself if you're a Christian, and my website does it. We don't belong to any organization. We're not Mormons. We're not Jehovah's Witnesses. Here's a novel thought. We're Bible-believing Christians, and we're called by Christ's name. That's it.
Yeah, man.
Isn't that how it was in the first century?
Yeah, right on.
Now you got to be a Baptist, Methodist, Lutheran, Catholic, and they're all false. And Jesus said, worship, my Jesus says, obey him and worship in spirit and truth, right?
Right.
So you've been gracious. One thing, Salvation Army, I just told your other work over there. They're supposed to be holy, godly, and obedient. They're linked to the NFL.
Awesome.
The big Thanksgiving Day game had them kick off their thing, and they're linked to the NFL. They do a big show and everything,
right,
linked right to it. This
right.
is carnal. This is ungodly. This is vile. This is prideful. This is covetous. This is immodest.
Yeah.
Does the NFL sound like anything Jesus would be involved in running?
Yeah, but you got to look at the difference there is you got one NFL owner who is looking for a way to try to support. So that's it's not.
But they're directly linking to him. So that's you can't dispute that. Go look up. They directly link. Well, a couple years ago, they had the NFL guy run and jump almost into the kettle.
Sure.
This is paganism mixed with the so-called things of God. Then the other thing, whatever you think about the LGBT, and I love them, I don't stand and yell and scream at them, but it's a sinful lifestyle, like drunkenness, like adultery, like murder. It's a sinful lifestyle. They're linked to them. They call them their brothers and sisters. Do you know they have whole ministries dedicated calling them LGBT Christians? Now, just think about this.
The Salvation Army then?
Yes, sir. Look right on their website. Look right on the website. I'm going to have an article on them. If you go to my website, I'm going to have an article on them. But think about this. Can I be a drunk Christian? How about a wife-beating Christian?
Right.
How about an adulterous Christian? Can I be a gay Christian?
No, I hear you.
Test yourself.
Yeah,
the Bible says come out of all false ways. Jesus said if you're his and you love him by the gospel, that's the gospel right there. You must worship him in spirit and truth. This is not true. The NFL's not truth. Sunday church isn't truth. His word, John 17:17. My word is truth. And he said, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. We are his sheep. We used to be drunks and partiers and all kinds of things.
Yeah.
And we repented and came out of all those false ways. What's your name?
Tom.
What?
Tom.
Tom. I'm Jim. This is my wife, Debbie. You've been gracious. Go to our website and test yourself. This is has the appearance of 2 Timothy 3. Has the appearance of godliness. But so many other full of sins, Paul says, avoid them. Something considered. I love you. Take care. Let me know if I can ever help you in the truth.
All right.
How you doing today?
That's the only way, brother.
You like that? Hey, can I give you this?
Sure.
Good news of the gospel. One thing, no, I just want to remind you real quick. I'm not here to bother you doing something else. Salvation Army, I have a ministry, and I'm about to do an article on them. Obey Jesus, right? We agree with that, right?
Uh-huh.
Salvation Army doesn't do that. They've come so far from their original purpose. They help millions of people.
Oh, yeah,
there's
they do.
No doubt about that.
Burn victims,
but here's the problem.
Homeless.
Who is Jesus? The truth and holy, right?
Yeah.
Think of this, and I'm going to walk away. Salvation Army, linked to the pagan carnal NFL with all of its drinking and debauchery. You're laughing.
I'm neutral ground with
okay,
that.
Okay, well, we can't be neutral on truth of God. And one more thing.
But the Bible says it's okay to drink.
Hold on.
Not to get drunk.
Drunkenness, rowdiness, immodesty, covetousness, pride.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
The NFL is pagan. One last thing. They call the LGBT people who I love, but it's sin. That gay lifestyle
is sin.
They call them.
I got a gay brother and a cousin.
They call them their brothers and sisters and have a whole ministry dedicated to them. Look on the Salvation Army website.
I will, babe.
It's right on there. It's right on there.
What's your name?
Test yourself. My name is Jim. This is my wife, Debbie.
That. Nice to meet you,
yeah.
Debbie.
I only stopped to talk to you because...
I just ring for them every year. I work on the streets with the homeless every day.
I only stopped to tell you this because you're representing them. Look them up and see that they are long and far from the truth of God. And check out the gospel for yourself.
I'm a Christian. Yeah. I'm all
okay,
the way there,
but test
brother.
Yourself. The Sunday churchy
my
places.
My granddad was a minister, so was my uncle. I grew up from diapers into the church.
I understand, ma'am. Are you married?
I was for 25 years,
okay.
And he ran off.
So you don't have a husband. So the reason I asked that is because headship for the husband and you to go to the website. You go and test yourself. American Christianity is so far from the truth of God, and we point people back to 99.99% of it. We're to be like Jesus.
We can teach them.
We're to be like Jesus.
It's ultimately up to
yes.
them to follow.
We're to repent of all sin.
That's it.
Salvation Army's full of sin, ma'am.